The National Farmers Union released a study on Monday stating that farmers would have gotten higher prices and taxpayers would have saved billions of dollars in farm payments if the country had had a market-driven grain reserve program. They're trotting one out. NFU is. They're proposing something they're called the Midas program. At their annual meeting in Omaha, National Farmers Union leaders rolling out the second phase of a study examining a voluntary reserve program. NFU is advocating for a voluntary grain storage program that would pay farmers a fee for storing grain, raise marketing loan rates for key commodities, and keep the grain in storage until a certain trigger price is released. NFU calls the program Market-Driven Inventory System, MIDAS. Given the swift time schedule that Senate and House Ag Committee leaders are pushing for the Farm Bill, it may already be too late to consider such a concept. NFU President Roger Johnson said an NFU leader would testify about the reserve concept at the risk management hearing next week in the U.S. Senate and the Ag Committee. He says, "We think this debate needs to occur, and in particular, we think we need to have a debate about what happens if market prices collapse." That is their fear. That is their contention. At some point, they believe prices will collapse, and this would save the federal government a lot of money, but also would keep farmers a lot more whole, is their contention. As far as the advantages of this program, Roger Johnson did tick them off for media folks gathered on a conference call.
"We'd save money on farm bill spending. We would, as farmers, net farm income would be largely the same as it has been or it would have been under the other systems, but would have been moderated over time. And it actually would end up increasing export values and, in fact, would likely eliminate a lot of the trade-related arguments that other countries bring against us, particularly when you end up with very low market price situations, because those prices end up being below cost of production, and that, by definition, is a potential dumping event that is challengeable under the WTO.
Johnson adds that if you get back to $3 corn, there's going to be a lot of screaming in farm country. Thing is, nobody seems to be predicting $3 corn except maybe the National Farmers Union. Johnson says that NFU leadership has been talking to allies in Congress about finding sponsors to champion the market-driven reserve concept.
"Do you have a legislative sponsor in either chamber, or are you courting anybody right now to pick this up and run with it for you?"
We are talking to folks, and I'm not going to tell you who they are.
On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.